You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is May 1st, and we are reading out of the Book of Ruth. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. A reading from the Book of Ruth. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud, and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." Ruth, chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. Thanks be to God for the power of his word. Ruth was determined to remain by her mother-in-law's side. This was important since her assertion that Naomi's God would be her God is an affirmation of her faith in the one true God of Israel. She was choosing to cling to God, to Naomi and to Naomi's people, forsaking all that she had ever known to follow God. Ruth had an opportunity to choose between making a new life with God or returning to her old way of life and the idols of her people. She decided to fervently and stubbornly remain by her mother-in-law's side to serve God and stay true to the faith she had come to know. It is amazing that God chose someone, a woman, no less, outside of the Jewish faith, to not only follow the God of Israel, but also to become a part of the lineage of the Messiah. Matthew 1, 5. This was a shadow of the reality that would be the redemption of the entire world, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. Jesus would not only be the savior of the Jews, but of the whole world. He actually had Gentile, non-Jewish, blood running through his human veins, thanks to outsiders in his family line, such as Ruth. When he came to earth, he made it abundantly clear that salvation was offered for the whole world. Similar to Ruth, who was brought into the family of God through her Jewish family and her faith, followers of Jesus are brought into the family of God through faith in Christ and grace given by God. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. John writes in John 3:16, which has become an epic anthem for the worldwide church, epitomizing the gospel message, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for the example of Ruth and her faithfulness. Thank you for including both Jews and non-Jews in your bloodline. Thank you for including me in your household. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.